What Robin's trying to say is...
What Robin's trying to say is...
Listen and win. Be sure to play. The games are fun. I'm crazy. Okay.
Okay, so you have the audio, and is it okay that we broadcast this?
I guess so. You know, the home team ran it last night at 8:40. That's prime time, right? Kids are up. So, you know, I don't know what the problem would be.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead and hit it.
Hey, Jennifer?
Hi.
Yeah. Will Ferrell?
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Can I talk to you about something for a second?
Sure, but can you make it quick, because I have to get ready
for the show. Listen, what I have to say to you could very well be sexual harassment, and I'll probably lose my job, but I just have to say it. I want a piece of your ass. I want to eat it up. You know, I'm talking knife and fork, napkin tucked in my shirt, yum. Mom, I want that love shaker so bad it hurts. So that's it.
Really?
Yeah. I just really, you got a really awesome ass, and I want to taste that caboose, plain and simple, you know? I want to get both hands on that rump, and to be quite frank, do things to it, you know? I mean, really do things to your trunk. Get a hold of that back end, and really go to town on it. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
The home team has kind of a new stance, don't they?
Well, as derriers go,
yeah,
she has got, I mean, you have to admit, that's a 5-star fanny.
Hi, Robin and Maynard.
Oh, hi, Know-It-All.
This is Mr. Know-It-All. I thought I knew everything.
You didn't know that.
But sometimes when I listen to your show,
right,
I hear things I never heard of before.
It's a new piece of information. It's brand new.
Peterson, what do you think of that information? I'm just curious. What did you think of that information?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
No.
But I'll tell you this.
What's that?
I need to make powerful party. That I know for sure.
Oh.
Not now, but soon. Free Concert Friday, Jeff Beck tickets. And this guy says that his damsel is withholding her charms unless he is caller number 10. Is that right?
Tell me I'm the 10th caller.
For what?
Let's work it the other way around. You tell your girlfriend to give it to you, and then we'll tell you which caller you are.
He says if you give it to me, he'll tell you which caller I am.
What do you mean, color?
What color number I am?
Oh, what color?
I go with blue.
No, I'm supposed to be color 10.
10, 10.
He says color 10.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You're being held hostage with her plaisir d'amour?
What?
Yep. I'm going to be a hurting unit.
Yes, you are. Well, you tagged it, Robin. What color is he? Blue. And getting kind of, now he's kind of a deep shade of purple.
You know, I just hate, I don't know if it's just, it's the crusher, it's the last few moments on the air, but most of the audience, I don't want to know about their sex life.
Well, there is no sex life. That was the whole point.
Well, that's what I'd like to know. Unless I suppose that's good.
Guy turns up with the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor little pathetic guy, you know, he's shaking and trembling, just dialing, redial. Did I win? Gotta win.
But the young lady in question has to really stop and ask herself.
And she's just in repose on the couch saying, nothing for me until
you
have the tickets.
No, I'll tell you something, though. That makes you what? You're effectively selling yourself for a pair of tickets. Don't be a whore. That's our message for the weekend from Robin and Maynard.
What is it, Robin? Don't be a whore.
Yeah. That's our motto for the weekend. Don't whore yourself for AC/DC tickets or Jeff Beck tickets. This is not something that becomes you as a lady. Make it something really good. If you're going to whore yourself.
Go for the car.
Yeah.
Well, as James Brown told me one time, right to my face. I said, James, I can't either. And I said, Robin.
Maynard.
See ya.
Good day.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
Mama!
Lala!
But I think you must stay. If you should go away, you'll destroy the party I am throwing.
This zesty Robin and Maynard clip is brought to you by the all-new 2016 Weenie Wagon. This refreshing Robin and Maynard clip is brought to you by the all-new 2016 Weenie Wagon.
Right now I am writing a song to those of you who own little wiener dogs. Does your weenie hang high? Does your weenie hang low? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? You know, there's an exciting new product out on the market for these little wiener dogs that are so close to the ground that their little Dubby Johnson could accidentally scrape on the ground and for sure bang right into a curb when it tries to get up over the curb. But not now. Not with new weenie in a way. Weak. Weenie in a wagon. Order one today. Does your weenie hang high? Does your weenie hang low? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you throw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Does your weenie hang high?